podcast uses profanity and topics may be disturbing for some listeners. Listen at your own risk. Welcome back to Helen Hills Podcast. I'm Bryce.
I'm Amanda. I don't know why I said it like that.
I'm here. I'm tired.
I'm Sniffly McSniffleson. That's my name.
I'm holding a baby. I don't know. We're just how you I'm.
I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
I'm just going to say I'm every time I remember.
Which is going to be always.
All the time. Every day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you text messages that just say I'm.
Oh my God.
Oh boy. It's like Koisk.
I was thinking that.
You're
just going to send me text messages that say I'm. And then the next one's going to say Koisk.
And then I'll find something else.
I'm sure there's something.
I just need to go back and listen to all of our episodes and be like, oh, that's what it is.
Bryce, let's be real. You probably just need to listen to the last episode.
Probably. I'm trying to give you a voice. Instead of divorce, the voice.
The voice. That was a fun one.
The voice.
The voice, yeah.
I'm just going to start listening back one a week, go backward, and be like, okay, write this down. I'm Koisk. The voice.
Oh, we're going to have a poem before you know it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're going to have like an editing journal and it's just going to be all my misspeaks.
Yeah, that's what I should be doing. Yeah. We'll put it on Patreon.
Perfect. Okay.
Done. Figured out. Done. All right. Well, how are you? Any updates? Anything to share with the world?
Oh my God. Okay. How much time do you have for my updates? Because I got a couple.
As much as you want.
Okay, so let's start with my damn children. I sent Bryce a picture of my kids in the kitchen. And y'all, I just had to use the bathroom. Okay, that was it. I was gone like maybe 7 minutes. Okay, something like that. And my kids, I came back to a pile of I don't even know, a pile of baked goods in the middle of my kitchen.
Not baked goods, baking
goods. Unbaked goods.
Unbaked goods, yes.
Yes, it was. There was flour, sugar. That was like an 8-pound bag of flour because we got the 10-pound and some was gone. It was a ton of flour. There was sugar. There was all of the cornstarch. No fried chicken in this house. No cornstarch. There was oats. There was oats in there. There was baking powder. There was like anything you could possibly think of that you would use to bake.
It was
on my kitchen floor. Yeah. It was all over Lee's face. I don't know what that child was doing. It was in his hair. I know that was Annie. It was all over Annie. And the picture that I got was she was just teasing. She was so proud of herself. She was having a blast.
She was baking.
And you know what?
What?
I didn't even yell.
Oh.
Like, I cannot wait to tell my doctor that these new anxiety meds, chef's kiss.
Look, you're going to be like, this is the best move you've ever made.
Honestly, yeah. Effexor, hello? Who is she? She's wonderful.
You're like, her. This is great.
This is, like, doc, I should have done this years ago, because.
Like, doc, hello?
Yeah.
Why didn't first my noticed, other one retire sooner?
Yes. Like, I didn't even ask him for them. He was like, I think I talked about it. He came in and he was like, I got a list of stuff to change. And I'm like, well, you went to school for this. So let's talk about it. And that was one of them. I'd been on Zoloft for so long. And he was like, have you ever thought about changing? Yes, I have. And he put me on this. Oh, sir.
Now, anytime he's like, hey, what about this medication? He's like, are you changing it? Is it going to work better?
Write it up. Let's go.
Do what you need to. You tell me.
Yeah, you know me better than I know me. Let's do it.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, hey, that's a bonus. You learned something regardless of how much sushi rice you lost.
Yes, the sushi rice. That was in there, too. Two bags of sushi rice. Both of them gone.
That's what I fixated on when she sent me the picture and I asked what it was. And she said, sushi rice. I think my response was, that seems expensive.
There was
a whole conversation about selling your kids over the sushi rice.
Yeah, there was. Especially with their dad. He's pretty upset. Oh, he was super upset when he was making something today. I don't know. And he reached for sugar. And all I hear was from the kitchen was, did she get the sugar too? Yeah. Yeah, that's gone.
Whoops.
We had stevia, luckily. So
figure it out with the stevia. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what he did. He was the one. He's like, fine, I've got stevia. Thank God. Okay, cool. Because otherwise I was going to go to Walmart.
You weren't going to go to the neighbors and be like, can I borrow a cup of sugar?
Oh, God, no. I don't want to talk to them unless I have to. Well, the one neighbors are cool. These neighbors are fine, too. But I'm just like, I don't know. I don't want to go to neighbors and tell them. What do I tell them? Like, oh, sorry, my daughter dumped all the groceries out into the middle of the floor and I just swept it up. Should have kept a spoonful of sugar, though.
No, that's when you just go, hey, we just are out of sugar and didn't realize it. Can I get a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down?
Oh, that brings me to my next thing. So I've got a ton of medicine right now, right? Because Bryce knows. I got my results back. So I have C. diff, which Brittany yelled at me on Snapchat in capital letters because apparently it's super dangerous.
It is.
I didn't aim for it. Okay. I don't want it. But I've been treating that. And my doctor called me to check up on me. And while he was talking to me, he's like, you know, we're going to wait a while in between testing you again, because even after we treat the C. diff and the E. coli, you'll still test positive for it. And I'm like, wait a minute. Wait. Back up. The C. diff and the what? The C. diff and the what? So I also have E. coli, which...
Oh. I knew that.
Yeah, I told Bryce the other day. I got off the phone and went back into work and WebExed her.
Okay, first of all, she didn't get my joke. She didn't laugh, and I was very upset.
What joke did I not get?
You completely breezed past my response to you, and nothing connected, okay?
Okay, well, I was coping, first of all.
I know you were. That's why I was trying to make a joke, okay? I was trying to help you. But, so this is how she texts me, and I ask something about how do you even get E. coli? And you said, doo-doo. And I said, da-doo-doo. Mm-hmm. And you didn't connect the dots to say phenomena. Yes.
Sorry. Which apparently I was wrong on that, by the way. You can get it from like unwashed produce, improperly cooked meat. I think you can get it from doo-doo. I don't know. But
yeah, I know there's a lot of ways. I guess my question was more, how did you get E. coli?
In the air. No idea. All I know is that my levels were really low, and maybe that's why my doctor made me think it wasn't a big deal and that my toxins were super low from the C. diff. I don't know. But I got a lot going on. And the last thing I did not tell you. See this? Come on, camera.
It looks like a finger that you mutilated the fingernail somehow.
I cut myself with the Pampered Chef. With the mandolin.
I don't know what a mandolin is. I bet if I saw it, I would know. It's a name.
Oh, I'm texting you. Right now. Do I not have a picture of it?
Okay. I hope you know I typed in mandolin and it's showing me shoes.
Oh, okay. Type in mandolin mandolin slicer.
Mandolin. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the weirdest thing about this is I cut myself with one of these as a teenager. And I cut this finger. And I'm pretty sure I did some type of nerve damage, because like when I hit it, it still hurts way more than it should. Like if I just randomly knock it on something, it takes my breath away. And my fingernail won't grow over that part of my finger anymore. But that one was really bad. Like it was hanging by one layer of skin. And the doctor told me if my career Navy uncle wouldn't have like bandaged it up as well as he did, I would have lost that tip. So thanks, Uncle Al.
Thanks, Uncle Al.
But yeah, James is always talking about how, you know, it's so much easier to handle. This is the exact mandolin that we have, by the way. So much easier to handle, and it's so uniform. And I was like, you know what? I can do this. It's like 6:30 in the morning. I just wanted some cucumbers for work, for my lunch.
You both just wanted kids, some bloody cucumbers.
Yes. That's what I got. both kids were in Annie's room. So I'm like, okay, I have no distractions. Bryce, I was like being so cautious cutting this cucumber. I was staring at it when it happened. And like, next thing I know, the cucumber like didn't cut. And I was like, what the heck? So I turned the cucumber over. And that's how much cucumber was left, by the way. So my fingers still don't know what happened. We're nowhere near the blade because you like hold the end of the cucumber. And mm-hmm. I look and I'm like, oh, heck, that's going to hurt here in a little bit. So, yeah. Maybe I'm just in my head about it at this point, but James has forbidden me from using the mandolin anymore.
Can you blame him?
No, not at all.
I mean, not I'm sitting all. Here thinking I can't blame him either.
I don't think anybody listening
I think would. At this point, everyone's like, please take away sharp objects from Amanda and keep her in a bubble.
I'm fine with knives. Knock on wood. Like, I have cut myself worse with a mandolin every time than with a knife.
I mean, I know you say that, but really? I think you're saying that to convince everyone else that you're safe around sharp objects.
I mean, if you want to come put pillows on my walls, I'm fine with that too. That sounds super comfy.
Can we send you to somewhere with pillows on the walls?
Are you paying? Let me
tell you the benefits. There's no children.
Okay. Mm.
And no husband.
Hold up. Oh.
And they bring you food.
You're sending me on vacation?
Yes.
Well, let's go. When do I need to be... do I have to pack or do they do that for me too?
I think they provide you clothes.
Oh, okay. Just tell me when to be ready and I'll be ready.
Right now. We're sending you... The men in the white coats will be there any minute.
Oh, perfect. I'll text James and tell him to get the door.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Any other updates then?
Oh, I did have one. Okay. So did I tell you that I was trying to work with Annie on her feelings? Because I'm bad with feelings. Anybody who knows me personally knows, like, I'm horrible with feelings.
Listen, me and Amanda, when we have to talk about our feelings, we don't.
Yeah, we don't at all. So
that's why this friendship works.
I'm trying to get that across with Annie. And I know I'm stuffed up too. By the way, I can't take antihistamine because I have an allergist appointment Tuesday. Anyway. I told y'all I got a lot going on. So I've been trying to ask Annie and get her to tell me, like, when she's mad, I'll be like, is Annie mad? Annie sad? Is Annie happy? And normally she just yells no angrily at every question I ask her. But right, she finally expressed herself to me the other day.
Oh, it's gonna be great. I already know based off the fact that hand over face.
Okay, so I don't know what to do here because I've been trying to get her to express herself. And the other day I asked her, I was like, well, what is Annie feeling? And she looks me dead in my eyes and goes, Annie pissed off.
She's pissed. She didn't cuss. She knows the words pissed off instead of angry. That's fair.
I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I was like, okay, thank you. Let's say angry. Or maybe upset or mad or almost any other word. And she looks at me and she goes, Annie, pissed off. Okay. this is going to take some work.
She learned it from somewhere.
Funny you say that because literally about 20 minutes before we started recording and we were making her pick up her toys, James looks at her and goes, something along the lines of, like, I'm getting pissed off. And I was like, you.
Don't try to blame everything on James.
Not everything.
But also you can blame everything on James.
Most things. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to say that I don't cuss around her because I do. Maybe. Although I will say, and James will also say.
Bless you.
He cusses. Thank you. He cusses around her much more. Much more than I do. So, I'm gonna blame it on Dad.
Fine, blame it on him. I would blame it on him, too.
Yeah, those are all my updates. Wow, it's been a long week. A lot of stuff happened.
Yeah.
So, how about you?
It's been a week. Let me just tell you.
Oh, it's been a long week for everyone here.
Well, I have rejoined the workforce.
Oh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's been a week, okay? So,
oh.
Back in the workforce, I'm pretty sure they forgot I was coming back. Now, say that because first day I was asking for work. Second day I was still asking. I was asking for work all week.
That, I don't like that. I want something to do at work.
Yeah. I want something to do at work. I can't. There are times where I can figure something out for myself. The issue is I couldn't figure shit out for myself. I was so Monday I was like, I've reached out and my direct manager was out of town. He was in Idaho, whatever. I don't care. And so I reached out to his manager and I was like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you guys haven't assigned me anything. You haven't given me any direction today. All I've been doing is reading about updates to the system, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I can keep doing that, but like, is there a plan for me? And he's like, oh yeah, did so-and-so reach out? No, obviously not. So I end up reaching out. Yeah, I end up reaching out to so-and-so. And this is the person that they brought in on a temporary basis to replace me because I went out so quickly. And anyways, I reach out. He doesn't respond.
Okay.
He doesn't respond until like I'm off of work. So like I spent most of my day just like, I guess I'm reading documentation.
Hey, you start on it.
Were y'all in like different time zones or?
We were, but he's Eastern Standard Time. So he would have been off way before me.
Oh.
Anyways. But yeah, he doesn't respond to me. And then I finally get on a call with my boss's boss and I'm like, give me something to do. And he's like, okay, we'll just go through the unassigned work orders. See what you can do in there. Okay, I go through, I do whatever I can. And I'm totally fine with that. I did that every single day this week. The issue is that there's a lot of work orders that are on hold for one reason or another. There's some that we can't take action on until a specific date. There's some that I'm like, these are already done. I don't know why I'm even looking at them. I'm just closing these out.
Oh, so you're just like cleaning, you're sweeping and dusting.
I'm just doing busy work. But yeah, so that was my, and it was definitely interesting. So Cody's sister was here Monday watching the boys. And then Cody dropped the boys off at her house on Tuesday. Tuesday was horrible.
Oh.
And then Wednesday, Thursday, Cody was off. So the boys were here. And then Friday, I worked from my parents' house. And so I could go upstairs, like on my lunch or whatever. Like the boys were always near. But let me just tell you, anytime I went upstairs, like whether I was grabbing a drink or just needed to stand up for a second or on my lunch or whatever, JJ was awake.
Oh,
that kid, mama's boy. From 7:30 in the morning until 6 o'clock at night when I left my parents' house. He slept maybe combined total of an hour, maybe an hour. So
in almost 12 hours, 60
like
minutes?
11 hours, an hour. Yeah.
Is he okay?
I don't know what his deal was. I don't know. Like, we got him in the car seat and by the time I was down the dirt road for my parents, he was asleep. And then he slept the entire way home, and it took me about an hour and a half to get home, but I also stopped and got me a sweet treat because I was like, I deserve this.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
He slept that entire time. I got home, and normally I pull him out of the car seats right away just because I don't like him sitting in the car seats. I pulled Leo out, but JJ was sleeping so well, so I just monitored him really closely while he was in the car seat. I was able to feed Leo with him in the car seat, put Leo to bed. And then I finally was like, JJ, it's your turn. Wakey, wakey, dude. Like, you have to wake up and eat and get to your bed. And that then he barely ate. He was so exhausted. But he slept the entire night.
Oh, heck yeah.
He woke up at 7 this morning.
Oh,
but
wow.
That's normal. That's pretty, he sleeps pretty well. So he was just so exhausted. I felt so bad for him.
Poor boy. Was his diaper just ridiculously full?
I don't remember. That was hours ago. What a silly question.
I don't know what else.
But yeah, it was definitely a day for my children. It was a week for me. I have found myself enough work, I hope, to keep me busy next week, or at least the first few days of next week.
But at least until they can get a plan together, hopefully.
I don't think there's a plan to make a plan.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they're just going to have me do cleanup work until we have work for my department.
How long is that going to take?
I don't know. I have no idea. But it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. They also hired like a permanent person for my team. So when I got back, I'm like, who the hell is this person? And everyone's like, oh yeah, he's so-and-so's replacement. And I was like, well, gee, thanks for inviting me to have an opinion on that one. Maybe I won't like him. I don't know. I don't really care either. He's not working on the same product as me. But yeah, so that was my return to work. Been not fun.
Hope it gets more fun for you.
I hope I just get busier.
Mm-hmm.
That's my hope, is because being not busy is killing me. Like, it's literally killing me.
Yeah, I don't like not having anything to do at work.
Yeah, it's I hate that. My whole week was work focused. So, you know.
Gross. Your whole week was work focused, yet you had no work to focus on. Mm-hmm. That's the worst. That's a nightmare.
Literal nightmare. I mean, I really don't know what I would have done if I didn't have some way of being like, and like, I seriously was asking, I was like, what can I do? And I finally, like, I helped, I did busy work for one of my coworkers. I did a whole bunch of stuff. Like, it was a rough week. It was hard staying at my computer for the full 40 hours. I don't know how I did it. I'm pretty sure I did it if I added all my hours together correctly, but it was rough.
You got this. You've got the first week down, and the first week back is always the hardest. Because it's like coming back from vacation, but your vacation was 3 months long and you had people screaming at you.
I didn't get a vacation. I have a little human screaming at me now. Why he's screaming at me, I don't know. Anyways, so that was my week. Nothing too exciting to report. Like, I genuinely feel like they forgot I was coming back. Like, they did not make a plan for me. It wasn't like, hey, like, I didn't have emails from the week before. And let me just tell you, I did not delete emails. Okay. I might have told them I deleted emails. I did not delete them. I just marked as read and moved to a folder that I labeled maternity leave folder. That way, if I have to search for something, I can still find it.
Makes sense. You don't miss anything.
Yeah.
But also, like, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. If it wasn't important, then it's in there. Mm-hmm. And if it was important, someone will follow up on it, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, I did that, and I double-checked. There were no emails from the week before to be like, hey, Bryce, here's the plan. Do X, Y, Z, blah, 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 blah. This is what we want you to focus on. None of that. Like, yeah, they gave me some direction, but it took the person that was handing stuff off to me until Thursday to give me details. And I was like, whatever, I'll deal with it next week. Oh. So I think I've got enough stuff for next week. But yeah.
To at least keep you occupied for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, the other thing I have that's this week, so I'll give you an update next episode. Maybe next episode, depends on when we record next, but JJ has his gastro appointment this week.
Oh, good. So he might find out maybe at least some ideas. Yeah.
I also, we have a family friend that she's, some people would call her a little hippy dippy, you know, that's fine. I ended up reaching out and being like, hey, do you know of a chiropractor that works on infants? And she gave me a name. And she's like, she's amazing. And like, I trust this lady. She could tell me which doctor to go to if I'm dying. I trust her. So, okay. Especially if she's like, they're amazing. She's got pretty high standards on most things. But yeah, so she gave me that. I did call them Friday afternoon. They were already closed, 3 o'clock.
Lucky? So
I know. I left them a voicemail, so we'll see. I might have an update on that one next episode, too. It just depends on when I can get them in. But
I hope everything goes well. I mean, I know people, a lot of people are like in the air about chiropractors. When I got into my car accident in Mobile, back in Mobile, like that chiropractor is the only person who helped me. I went to the ER, like I went to, I think, 2 different doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And the chiropractor is the one who got me back right. I wish I could find one here, but I haven't yet.
Yeah, see, and my whole thing is it's worth a shot. Mm-hmm. It's worth a shot if he, first of all, I've heard that the chiropractors can actually help. There are some people that say it helps with reflux and what is it called? Constant sit up in babies.
There's regurgitation?
No, it's reflux. I swear it starts with a C. Why am I blanking? Colic.
Colic. Oh, okay. Got you. Yeah. As soon as you said it, I was like, duh.
Duh. I was like, I know the word for it. I can't think of it. Anyways, so I've heard it helps, but I've also heard the flip side where they're like, no, it didn't do anything, but it's worth a shot. I'll probably get both boys in, not just JJ. Yeah. I'll probably do both of them. Just because if it helps for anything, I want both of them to benefit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's been my week.
Well, that's fun. I can't wait to hear what happens there. What goes on?
Yeah,
it's interesting.
I'll keep you updated. I bet you anything we record after JJ's appointment. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
But are you ready to hear about socials?
Yeah. What do we got there?
We've got them. We've got them all. Facebook, Helen Hills Podcast, Instagram, Helen Hills Podcast. X, formerly Twitter, Helen Hills Pod. We've got all of them. We post pictures from our episodes on all of those platforms. We've got our Patreon. We have got Discord. If you want to join our Discord, do some shit talking. If you want to find any of the links for any of the things, we have our Linktree up and going. So our Linktree, if you just Google Helen Hills Podcast Linktree, should pop right up. We also have our email. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, whatever, you can email us, helenhillspodcast@gmail.com. Unless, of course, you're my dad, you're going to text me. That's fine. And then other than that, are you ready for my story?
I think I am.
We're going to turn this into a game. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun because I worked this week. I was not mentally prepared to read something so horrible that I was like, oh God, I can't do this. So I went through and found a couple of dumb criminals.
Oh, I love these. I'm glad you did it because I've been considering doing one.
I just needed a break, but I wanted to make this a little more fun. And I have 4 pictures on the drive. I want you to guess what has happened on each of these pictures. So we're going to start with the first one. What do you think this picture has to do with a dumb criminal?
Is there a person in that vase?
This is that one. Sorry. The first one I should say is not actual crime scene. That's just visual representation, but yes, it is a fancy urn.
Uh-huh.
I'll let you say. Amanda's thinking really hard. I want you to think of a scenario where an urn would be involved in a true crime case.
The only thing I can think of is that. Did somebody break into someone's house and steal this person?
Let's talk.
So, if that happened, is it grave robbing or theft?
Oh, hold on. I want to add a quick little disclaimer. Some of these articles, I could only find 1 or 2 sources with details, so there's not a lot.
Gotcha. Okay.
But in 2011, in Miami, Florida, a couple of teens, they're looking to get lucky. They're, when I say lucky, they're looking to score some cocaine or heroin.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So they are kind of cruising, bopping around, and they decide, let's go burglarize these homes. And they break into a woman's home. And boy, they scored. They stole some electronic equipment, some jewelry, and either two or three jars of cocaine.
Stupid.
Oh, we're not done. So, you know, how much luckier could they get? Two or three jars of cocaine just sitting in this lady's home. Hell yeah. So they take the goods. They crack into the crack. And they snort some. And I'm sorry to say, they were not really that lucky. These jars did not contain cocaine or baking goods of any sort. The woman's home who they had broken into had lost her husband and her two Great Danes. The jars they stole were actually urns. One contained her husband's ashes, and the other one or two, contained the remains of her Great Danes. They did, in fact, snort her husband and her dogs.
All of them?
Yeah. No, not all of them. So these little boys, they realize, oh crap, this isn't cocaine. That didn't snort how we wanted to. And, you know, whatever. But they end up, I don't know if this is before or after, but they do end up, I do know this is before. They end up being arrested in connection for another burglary. Police end up learning that the boys realize their mistake. And they're like, no, these are ashes. And they're like, well, we need to take these back to the woman's home. But they got a little paranoid and scared and in fear of them being caught because they're like, our fingerprints are going to be on the urns. Instead of taking those back to the woman's home, they just throw them in the lake.
Assholes.
Mm-hmm. Now, police arrest them, learn all these details, and they end up actually, and I want to give shout out to police for this. There is a diver team that said it was with the police in the Florida area. They attempt to recover the urns from the lake. It was unclear what the outcome was there. But the boys were arrested for numerous burglary charges. I could not find an outcome or what they were charged with there. So I want to know your full thoughts on this.
What the hell? That's all I got. That's my thought. That's at why now
feel if someone snorted a loved one,
I would murder them.
Well, I mean, I don't blame you. I'd be pretty upset too.
I'm also kind of worried about their future because they don't seem very. Because here's the thing: I have never done cocaine before, so I don't know. I don't know anything about it, but I'm curious as to why, if you scored some, you would snort it. I'm assuming nothing happened and you would continue.
I don't believe they continue to snort. I think they snorted once, went, oh, nothing happened. Oh no, this is an urn. These are ashes, and didn't continue.
I also don't understand how you don't know.
I tried to put a picture of an urn that looked more decorative, like it could be just a decorative jar of some sort. I did try to do that. Obviously, Amanda caught on to my trickery there.
My main question is, like, why would you look at a jar of dust and possibly dirt, depending on, or sand, depending on how white it is. Why would you look at this jar and be like, oh my God, look at this magnificent vase of crack. And not be like, you know what, this is probably a person.
My question is, how did they think someone just had jars of crack sitting in their house like that?
Like, what kind of house did this woman have? Because I'm imagining, like, anybody who kept cocaine in a jar like this, you ain't breaking into that house.
Right? Now, that's I don't know if that's exactly what it looked. For all I know, it could have looked like a very traditional looking urn. It really could have. I did not have pictures of the urns, or because I don't even know if they were ever recovered. But like, it could have been a lot of different things. So I'm like, if that was a traditional looking urn, like, I feel like that's a very widespread thing of what people know, like, oh, that's an urn, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there were some that I could like find online where I'm like, I wouldn't know that was an urn, but.
I guess I get that. Like, my mom, the urn that she's in looks like an angel. It's like a tiny box with an angel on it. So like, I guess that looks more like a statue or something than an urn. But like me, if I open something up, a jar or anything, a box, and there's dirt in it, I'm immediately going to be like, oh, these are ashes.
Close the lid. Here's my other thing is, this is probably just me, I wouldn't be opening jars. Like, I get that people could like hide money or goods in jars and stuff, but I'm also not a burglar, so I would never think to be like, open this jar, oh my god, there, you know what I mean?
That's a really good point. Yeah, because if I see something like that, I'm just gonna bypass the jars, be like, oh, that's peppermint, like,
yeah,
that's, I don't know, Werther's, like,
that original. Does me no good.
Yeah,
like, I've got a jar up on one of my cabinets right now. It's got gnomes on it. It's got candy in it. It doesn't have anything good in it.
Yeah.
It's got Jolly Ranchers.
I'm pretty sure I have a jar with quinoa in it. Like, that's...
But, you know what? Like, it's...
Yeah.
I wouldn't in going a million years. Yeah. I get it. I get that it's probably the burglar mindset of they hide things. Like, this is a good place to hide things. Open it up. Score. It was not a score.
It was not... That's not... Y'all are
furthest thing from a sport.
Horrible criminals.
Horrible criminals. All right. So the second picture, then, let's go ahead and go on to our next one. Tell me what you think is happening here.
Okay. Hold up. Please tell me they didn't have ski masks, so they tried to Sharpie a mask onto their faces.
Ding, ding, ding.
Why would you think that would work?
Okay, well, there's really, I don't know that anything beats these two, okay? In 2009, Matthew McNeely and Joey Miller, both in their early 20s, I assume they're struggling. Because they're
struggling.
I'm assuming they're struggling, and I assume they need money. Okay, I assume they need money. Because they decided to start burglarizing homes. Granted, there are some sources that say it was a specific home. Actually, most sources say it was a very specific home. And some sources say that this home, it's possible they believe that this home was the home of a man who either Joey or Matthew's girlfriend was actually in a relationship with. So they thought that the man that lived in that home was in a relationship with one of their girlfriends.
So, like, she was cheating on him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing, go away. So, and that's a possibility. There are some sources that said that.
Okay.
Now, they decide to rob this home. They need disguises. I assume they're broke. Not broke enough, though, that they couldn't knock back a couple drinks beforehand. Because they got to get their liquid courage.
Okay.
And, honestly, maybe they just overdid it on the liquid courage. That they couldn't afford ski masks or a proper disguise, a fake beard, a wig, anything. Because sources say they were pretty tipsy when they left. Like, pretty tipsy, as in sources said they were having issues standing tipsy.
Okay.
So not really in a position to be doing much of anything, especially not driving, but they did it. And I assume they forgot that they needed disguises until they were on the way to this person's house, right? They were like, oh my god, oh no, I need a disguise. And at least that's what I'm assuming that has happened, right? In my mind, they're drunk and giggling and being like, oh, we forgot we need disguises.
And so the other one's probably like, dude, it's fine, I have this Sharpie.
Probably. Because you know what? They improvised and they cover their faces in permanent marker. They attempt to burglarize this home, and then they proceed to drive around and they are pulled over. Unfortunately for them, the permanent marker didn't wash off when they had tried, because it sources that they tried to wash it off. So when police pull them over, they're looking for these suspects, and it's very clear these were probably the people that were just reported for attempted burglary. So they're arrested. They are charged with attempted burglary and a DUI. And well, that night didn't end in their favor. Trial did. The judge kind of takes pity on them and he dismisses the robbery charges. He basically said that there was no evidence to prove they were even sober enough to enter the property. They did not have weapons at the time and no one had been injured. And the judge also was like, kind of think the embarrassment enough of being America's worst criminals was punishment enough, because this became national news so quickly. As in, the burglary article said it was in October 2009. Oh. Trial was October 2009. And by this point, they were already dubbed like America's dumbest criminals. So they got off very easy there. I assume they were still charged for the DUI.
I gotta ask, did this guy on the left, is that a cat ear? Like, they tried to draw a cat ear above his eye?
It looks like they tried to do like a Batman mask or something and forgot that Batman's ears are on his head.
Do you think they drew on each other's faces, or do you think they drew on their own faces?
I think they drew on each other's faces.
I think they 100% drew on each other's faces.
And I 100% think they giggled the entire time and thought these are the best disguises ever.
The whole time.
The entire time. And sources said the police physically were laughing at them. Before they could even arrest them, they were like, okay.
Like, as soon as they pulled him over, the cop got to the window and was like, oh, I'll be right back. And went back to his car and was like, y'all, I need backup. You're going to want to see this.
I am sure he just did it here and said, whatever the code is for backup.
Mm-hmm. I got a 1013. I don't know what that is.
1013 backup requested. Additional units requested. And he continued to laugh. He was like, you guys good?
You got guys. If this happened to me, I would liquor, any form of alcohol would never touch my lips again for the rest of my life.
I am a sober, I don't know what rhymes with sober. I'm a sober person now.
Yeah. And I guarantee you their girlfriend broke up with him.
She was like, yeah, I was seeing that guy. He has a house and didn't draw on his face like that. He has so at least dumb. A ski mask. Okay.
Oh my God.
I don't know that there's any story that beats these two.
I don't think there is. I mean, I haven't heard the rest of them, but like, really dumb.
That's okay. We're going to go on to the third story now. And I want you to tell me what's going on in this one. Amanda is just staring.
I don't know. He seems either important or to believe that he's important. I'm guessing, let's see. So I'm guessing that he's texting someone he fancies, and they sent him this mugshot and was like, this you? And so he sent another one back. It was like, here's a better photo. That one's terrible.
It might have been a fun one, but no.
Ah. Also, Escambia County, Florida is very close to where I'm from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is Donald Chip Poe was kind of in hiding in 2016, sort of. He had a warrant out for his arrest for failing to appear in court for a DUI charge. And this is in Iowa. Nope, Ohio. Nope. Oh. Hold on. I have this typed as both. Let me double check. It was either Iowa or Ohio. It's one of the four-letter ones.
You got a 50-50 shot here. Okay.
It's Ohio. Okay. So he has a warrant out because he didn't go to court. And now keep in mind, this is a grown ass 45-year-old man. He missed his court date. You know, he had no intention of appearing. Yeah. He'd also had previous run-ins with the police and he was less than cooperative. He had charges of disorderly conduct, breaking and entering, domestic violence, and whatever else was on his rap sheet. So in addition to him having this DUI charge that he skipped court for, he was also a person of interest in a separate case that involved arson and vandalism.
Oh, he's busy. That's why he missed his court date.
He was vandalizing and arsoning other things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So police, they post a picture of Mr. Chip on the interwebs asking, hey, if you guys see him, he is wanted. And he was like, ew. Exact quote. He said, ew. And he decided he was going to help police out. So he sends a picture of himself. With that note that reads, here's a better photo. That one's terrible. Because they posted his mugshot. So the Ohio police were like, okay, bet. And they post both pictures stating, quote, this photo was sent to us by Mr. Poe himself. We thank him for being helpful, but now we would appreciate it if he would come speak to us at the LPD about his charges. So they arrest him. Well, I shouldn't say they arrest him. He is arrested. And it helps that this picture got a lot of attention on the interwebs.
Of course, because it's hilarious.
Within like hours or days, it had over 2,000 likes, follows, reshare, like all the goodies. Which for, I feel like for a police department to like post a picture and to get 2,000 anything is really good, you know?
Yeah, I don't think they get that about serious stuff.
Right, right. I don't think if they go, hey guys, we were aware of a power outage, even though the police typically wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You get 2,000 likes. But it is shared, all that fun stuff. And they learned very quickly that he actually was arrested by Florida police. And so the Ohio police would post, this is a Facebook post from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. They would state, thanks to the power of social media and tips called into authorities, we have learned that Donald Chip Poe has been arrested in Escambia County. This was not posted by Escambia. This was posted by Ohio. Sorry. But that he's been arrested in Escambia County Sheriff's Office in Florida. He's being held for warrants out of Columbus, Georgia, which he was out of the pickup radius for in Ohio, but not in Florida. Alas, we will wait our turn. Thank you to Escambia County and to those who provided information and continue to support law and order, Escambia County Sheriff's Office. So basically they're like, oh yeah, because we posted this and so many people liked, followed, shared, like we were able to get him.
What a moron. If he would have just let them keep the horrible photo, this wouldn't have gone, I won't say viral, semi-viral.
Yeah. People wouldn't have known who he was.
Yes. What a dummy.
But you know what? He probably went and took a good selfie right then and there and was like, get the angle from above so I look skinny.
I really thought you were going to tell me that they tracked him down from the picture or something. Like, he texted it to them.
I mean, he did. He sends it to them.
Oh my God. Not smart, bud. I mean, so they could have probably, like, Dennis Radered him and just hunted him down like that.
I don't know that police were like, he's worth their time there.
Yeah.
But
or if he had like a one of those, oh, what is it? Like the,
it would have been paper really use funny
phones. I keep wanting to say a burner phone.
Yeah.
What would have been really funny?
You know how Facebook posts like your location and stuff? If it like associated the location with him,
that would have been freaking hilarious.
I would have died, but they didn't. I think this was right around when they started locations. But I mean, you guys, look, if the police have an unflattering picture of you,
just don't leave it.
Send them a more flattering one.
No.
Especially because I bet you anything, people were like, hey, I just watched him take that selfie.
Yeah. He cut me off in traffic trying to get that photo.
Let me call police really quick right now.
Oh, what a dummy.
And he does actually, I feel like he looks different. Like, he looks thinner in the one picture, the one that he sent.
He looks thinner. He cleaned up. Like, it looks like he changed his facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, I feel like if I would have seen the mugshot of him and then him without him posting the second picture, I wouldn't have connected the dots.
No. Mm-mm. Me neither.
Yeah, I wouldn't have connected the dots. And also in his mugshot, that he is cheesy smile. He's big old grin.
Was he drunk? Did they say when they picked him up?
For this mugshot, I'm not sure.
That looks like a drunk mugshot. That looks like a DUI mugshot.
Kind of. Yeah. For this one, I'm not sure. I know there was a quote from him saying, why I wouldn't let them take a bad picture of me. I knew I'd be out in a few hours. So I assume it was the DUI incident, but I'm not sure.
Okay. He sounds horrible.
He's something else. All right. The last picture.
Is that a penguin?
It sure is. That's Dirk. Would you like to guess what Dirk has to do with any crime?
Dirk?
Dirk. D-I-R-K. Dirk.
He wasn't stolen from the zoo, was he? And, like, put in a bathtub?
Bentley, get out of that fucking
voice. I wouldn't say he was stolen from a zoo.
Oh, I got nothing.
Okay, well.
SeaWorld?
Okay, let's talk about it. So, Dirk the Penguin. He lived in SeaWorld in Australia.
Oh.
He was living the life, okay? That was until one day in 2012. Two Welsh tourists, Reese Owen Jones and Cherry Mules, they got bored. And they would break into the SeaWorld park. And they had a pretty wonderful time. They would swim with the dolphins. For some reason, they let off a fire extinguisher in the shark enclosure. And then they would make their way to Dirk, where they would penguin nap Dirk.
Are they drunk?
So, they would wake up in their apartment. It said apartment. I don't know if they're renting an apartment. I know they're tourists. I don't know if they're renting an apartment in a hotel or what. But they wake up and they're like, there's a penguin here. And they're unsure of what to do to care for Dirk. They attempt to feed him. They put him in the shower. And they're really not sure what to do with him. And so they're like, well, let's just release him back to the Australian wild.
Oh my God. It's and a so penguin.
They release Dirk into a nearby canal. They were spotted by locals and they were arrested. Dirk, he was rescued, thankfully. I want to call out, Dirk was bred in captivity, so he probably wouldn't have survived in the wild. He also was reunited with his mate, Peaches.
Oh, penguins mate for life, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so sad.
So he was reunited with his mate, Peaches. Now, the men. Yes, they were drunk at the time. They were super wasted when they broke into SeaWorld. I'm assuming blackout drunk because they woke up to a penguin in the apartment and went, uh-oh, what do we do? But yeah, they were drunk. This is not an excuse, but maybe it should serve as a lesson to everyone to drink responsibly. So the men, they get arrested. Their lawyer would tell the Southport Magistrates Court that the men meant Dirk no harm. They actually attempted to care for Dirk. This is what their lawyer is telling them. And they didn't want to hurt him. They attempted to care for him. And also, even before trial, the men, according to sources of their own accord, they would write letters of apologies to SeaWorld of Australia, as well as to the Australian public. So they went out and sources said they did that. I assume they did that at the direction of their lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, their lawyers are pointing these out. So when the magistrate, Brian Kix, heard of the apologies and the details, he kind of has a decision to make, and he said he believed the actions were stupid and immature, but he did not believe that the men's actions were malicious. So he agrees. I believe this is the equivalent of a plea deal, but he basically, he fines the men $1,000 Australian, and then they get that fine, but there is no conviction that's going on their record.
Wow, all of these criminals got off pretty easy.
I know, they did. Well, I don't know how Mr. Poe over here got off. But most of them, yeah, if I had an outcome, they got off pretty easy.
Drunk. I'm just confused here, because, like, these guys were so drunk, the second set of guys, they were so drunk, like, they couldn't even break into a house. These last two guys were so drunk they broke into SeaWorld. I'm some so confused.
Some sources said there was a third person that was an Australian local that actually helped with that.
Sir, this is your penguin.
He doesn't care. He got to swim with dolphins that night.
I would not ever swim with dolphins. That's like, I would have to be drunk to do that because dolphins are scary.
I have swum with dolphins. I would do it again.
No, the dolphins are scary. I don't want to be drowned. Okay. Thank you.
In the environment that I was in with the dolphins, it was fine. In their environment, absolutely not. I'm not going into their home. I'm not dumb enough to do that. But those are my four stories for today.
Oh my god. I really enjoy these.
I was gonna do more, but I lost the notes.
Look how red my eyes are. I can't stop rubbing them.
It's because these guys are giving you a headache.
I keep seeing the cat mask. Like, even if they were going for Batman, he's got cat ears on his mask. Like, come on.
They were having a drunk good time.
Yeah, apparently everybody was.
I think most of them were drunk at some point. Except for the first one, there's no confirmation.
They had to have been drunk. I hope they were drunk. Or high. They are really dumb. They weren't high enough.
But my stories.
I
should have mentioned this. I'll put a little clip in. For anyone listening, you guys probably should have looked through the pictures before I got to the story and made your own predictions.
Yeah, you should have.
I'm sorry.
Because that was fun.
I'll put a little snippet in. If I forget the snippet and you guys get to this point, go back, forget everything I said, and re-listen.
Just cut it completely out of your memory. Just get drunk.
Except for this part where I'm like, hey, by the way, look through the pictures before listening to the story.
Just get really drunk, hide your keys first, and stay away from SeaWorld.
Maybe just don't drink, actually.
Oh, yeah, probably not. No. So is it my turn?
Ready. Yeah, I think I'm ready for your turn.
So I had to cut meat out of this story because I could not stop. In the spirit of the burr months that are coming. No, that are here. We're in September.
November. Yeah, we're in September.
In the spirit of the burr months, Bryce, I bring you everything. This story has aliens. We got ghosts. We got disappearance. We got time travel. What more could you want?
I think I know what story this is, but go on.
What story you think it is?
I know I've heard it, but I can't pinpoint the name.
This is the Hoyabashu Forest, and it is located in Cluj County, Transylvania, in northwestern Romania. The Hoyabashu Forest is over 250 hectares. It's a super popular tourist destination. It's known for the lush forest, the rolling hills, the sparkling streams, hiking and biking trails. They pretty recently added in the biking trails. This forest is also known as the Bermuda Triangle of Transylvania. Now, the forest is said to have been named after a shepherd who went missing in this forest with his entire flock of 200 sheep. Just went to this forest, never came back. No hide, no hair. 200 sheep.
That's a lot of sheep to lose.
Yeah. And they found like nothing. No hide, no hair, no wool. This reportedly happened like centuries ago. So there's not much info or specifics on this story. It's believed to have spread by word of mouth and like passed down through the generations, you know, before the internet. The Hayabashi Forest is arguably the world's most haunted forest. Really weird things happen here. There's tons of lore. Even the vegetation is weird. So the trees grow in really strange shapes. Instead of just growing straight up, they like bend or spiral. Some of the roots in these trees are really wild. And I do have pictures. Duh. And people say that these bends and spirals that these trees do are always in a clockwise direction.
That's weird. And it's not how, like, it's like not the type of tree?
No. Scientists have studied them, and they have yet to find an explanation. Not only for the trees, they also are unable to explain why there is a circle in the forest where nothing grows. Well, nothing but grass. Like, grass grows there, obviously. But it's just a circle. No shrubs. No trees. They call it the dead zone. Or some people just simply call it the clearing. Some people call it the circle. So they have sampled the soil here. But they don't. There's no obvious reason why trees and shrubs won't grow here. They did test it for radiation, and there are traces of radiation in this circle. And it's a very common place for paranormal events to be witnessed. Now, for some reason, this forest didn't get its haunted reputation from that poor shepherd and his 200 sheep disappearing.
I feel like that should have been what it's for. 200 sheep and this poor shepherd.
200 sheep and a shepherd.
Let's just say he was abducted with these sheep. He has no human. He's got sheep to hang out with. He's got people.
He's got nothing. The sheep are the closest thing to people for him to hang out with.
I mean, that depends on the type of alien that abducted him, but okay.
Well, look, sheep ain't probative.
Valid.
So it got its paranormal reputation in the 1960s. In August of 1968, Emil Barnea, he was strolling through the park with his wife. Some sources say it was his girlfriend. It was his lady love, okay?
So it was someone that he was romantically involved with.
Yes. So him, his lady, and two friends. Now, Emil was a military technician. And they were all just, you know, enjoying a walk through the woods. They were enjoying the scenery. And they see something strange in this circle. So they see a shining silver disc in the sky. And Emil just so happens to have his camera with him. So he snaps a photo of what he believes to be a flying saucer. And
Is that the one that's labeled Capture Duran? Different?
Yes. Yeah, the fourth photo. Now, he's not exactly quiet about this. And the government didn't like that. They, you know, the government does what the government does, and they immediately shut this down.
How dare you go against the government and what the government is governmenting?
And he is the government. He's a military technician. That's what they said. They said you are anti-governmenting right now. They
get on the government train here.
They snuffed out all paranormal explanations for this. Emil lost his job, and this event was just never really rationally explained. So we kind of still don't know much about it. But we have this photo, and that is a really strange photo.
It's weird because it's like a perfect circle, but it also looks like, what year was this picture taken again?
1968.
It kind of looks like, I don't know, it's almost like a lighter was pressed up against it when it was kind of cooled and you kind of had the ring of the lighter.
Ah, yeah, I can see that. Wow, that's really... That's a really good explanation.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like it's a spacecraft to me. I mean, obviously, if someone's saying this is an authentic picture and not a burn on the picture itself or something, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It literally just looks like a circle. Like, maybe it's a spacecraft if we're looking at the bottom, but it's weird because it also kind of looks see-through if it's a spacecraft.
That's why I'm like, it looks like the ring of a lighter. Like, it didn't cool down completely.
I don't know why I said that. In August 1999, which is strange because both of these happen in August, 5 hikers from Cluj-Napoca, they enter the forest in the late afternoon and they head straight to this clearing. That was their goal. They wanted to, that's why they went into the forest this day.
No.
Oh, they were all about it. They were like, let's go. And it's not incredibly out of the ordinary. It's actually pretty common because this area attracts a lot of people of the more macabre manner. Like even today, they offer day and night tours in this forest.
Who is going into a forest at night?
I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you in a minute. So, as the sun went down, you know, it got spooky fast. And from what I've read, a lot of people go to this forest because it's pretty cool because the trees are so dense. It's not like super sunny. It's always really shady. And on top of that, so at night, it is dark in the, like, regardless the moon's out or not, it is dark in this forest.
Well, I mean, and if you're dense tree coverage,
yeah, it got spooky fast. As they approached the clearing, they did notice a sharp drop in temperature, but it was so sharp that they had to add extra clothes that they brought with them.
I mean, in I do August. That anyways.
In like, August?
I
want to
add, yeah. Granted, I'm inside an air conditioning, so.
Oh, okay, well, that makes sense. You're not out. Wait, you don't go out to a strange forest in the middle of the night?
I don't leave my house, but I don't leave my house during the day.
True. I try not to. Essay as I like scratch the back of my neck. The back of my throat with my tongue, whatever. So I read in I already read that. Where am I at?
I think you're at home.
No, I'm in the forest. No, I'm not. You're not. No, I'm not.
There is a haunted forest here, but it's like an attraction, like a haunted house type attraction. Gotcha. And it's like, here's a trail, follow this, it ends. It's like a patch of land that they call the haunted forest. Is it a forest? No.
Yeah.
Will I go in that at night? Absolutely. But that's, again, there's a path. And yeah, the light is lit up, so.
Oh, I've been to a haunted forest before. Haunted forests are like next level haunted houses. They're so fun. But yeah, I'm not going to this haunted forest. So yeah, it gets so cold that they're having to add extra layers of clothes that they had with them. And even though with that tree cover and with the, you know, the nighttime, it does get a little bit cooler. This was like abnormal cold for summertime in Romania. According to Google, August and July are typically the hottest months in Romania. So it wasn't, definitely wasn't normal. They also noticed their phone batteries drained way faster than normal. Their compasses stopped working. They would just spin erratically.
Me too.
Look, if I'm ever anywhere, even potentially haunted, and my compass, first of all, I have to buy a compass. But if it just starts spinning wildly, I gotta go.
I'm gonna start spinning erratically and get lost if my compass is spinning. Like, I'm gonna be like, get me the hell out of here and be going the wrong way.
I'm gonna be like, first off, who the hell has a magnet? And why did you have a magnet? And then,
secondly, get the hell away from me with your magnet.
Yeah, like, I've got a compass. I'm trying to find north. Why are you go away?
Thank you for the magnet with my face on it. That's wonderful, but send it somewhere else.
Yeah. Wait, now I want a magnet with your face on it.
With my face on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a magnet with my wife's face on it.
That's true. That's a valid point.
Wait, what if we get a magnet with each other's faces on it, and instead of pointing north, it just points to the other person?
That'd be a little creepy, but it'd be wonderful.
I don't know if it would work all the time, but...
Done. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's figure it out. Okay, okay. To Google.
To Google we go.
The group, they also heard heavy footsteps circling them, but they didn't see anybody. They heard laughter and whispers from the tree line.
Nope.
I'm nauseous. Like, the laughter was bad enough, but laughter and whispers? I don't even like that if I can see the people. Much less if I can't see them.
I only like that if I'm involved in it.
If I am the one whispering and laughing.
Exactly. If I'm the one being like, hey, did you hear a funny joke today? You want to hear a funny joke?
Yeah, like, secrets don't make friends.
I mean, I want to be the one whispering and laughing, okay?
Yes. They saw human-like shadows moving just outside the beams of their flashlights. Nope. These shadows were too fast for them to shine the light on, and they describe them as having an unnatural speed. Please no. Please no.
Absolutely not.
Several members of the group said that they felt dizzy all of a sudden and an oppressive feeling of being watched. I hate the way I left that wording the way it was, because like, being watched is one thing. Being oppressively watched? That feels horrible. One person even discovered scratches on their arm, even though they hadn't come in contact with anything that would have scratched them. And as their flashlights started dying one at a time, they booked it, using the last functioning flashlight to make it out of the forest.
I don't blame them.
As soon as they exit, they all felt fine. Their equipment all started working like normal. Like, their flashlights came back on, you know, their phones and everything was charged. So they go back into the forest.
No! Why would you really go back in? Oh, okay.
Not really. Yeah, they left. They did the smart thing.
Why would you go back? They did the smart thing. They went in to begin with. Okay.
Fair point. Yeah. No, they learned the lesson. They did. They said they left, or it was said they left with a newfound respect for the Hayabashi. Now, this group, they experienced in this story really commonly reported things when it comes to this forest. People claim to feel nauseous, anxious. They feel like they're being watched. They also get physical injuries like being scratched and headaches. People say that their compasses and their batteries fail in this forest. Apparitions and shadow figures can be seen walking or darting through the trees.
You know, that's so annoying. What? Is that this is actually looks really pretty. I would want it's to go. It's so there.
Pretty. Yes. I'll go during the day. That's fine. I'm not going at night. People also report figures believed to be human just vanish into air. Vanish into thin air.
Bullshit.
I'm not doing. If I see a person just disappear, I gotta go.
If I see a person disappear, I'm joining you in the padded room. I'm going. We're roommates now.
Bring a pillow. Let's go.
They're on the wall. It's fine.
Another common story that's told in regards to this forest is about a 5-year-old girl, and she was picnicking with her family, and she and her parents went into this forest for a stroll, which, like, before I saw pictures of it, I was thinking, like, why do these people keep going into this forest? But like you said, it's gorgeous. It's so pretty.
So pretty.
As children do, she kind of strayed from her parents' sight. And even though the forest was searched extensively, they never found this little girl.
And you wonder why, people wonder why nowadays parents leash their children.
Uh-huh.
This is why we leash our, this I is why. Don't have this, but my children will be leashed.
I fight myself to, like, I'm so close. So close.
Leash her, do it.
Local authorities, they got involved. They searched this forest. Volunteers helped search. They found not even a trace of this little girl in the forest. So they actually assumed that she was either lost or even abducted from this place.
Yeah, by aliens.
Aliens, a predator, something. And her family, like, that years go by. Eventually, 5 years later, this little girl reappears in the forest in the same place that she went missing. Her clothes are clean and intact.
Like she aged a day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she hadn't aged at all. It's like she had not been missing in a forest for 5 years. And this little girl had absolutely no idea what happened to her. Like, she didn't understand why people were making a big deal about her coming back. For her, it was like she never even went missing. It's like, you know, no, like, I was picnicking with my family and, you know, I got separated from them here in the woods. Yeah. Obviously, there are skeptics who claim that this story was made up. Because they say, like, there's no evidence of this happening. Well, like, that's kind of the point, that there's, that's why it's strange.
Also, like, do you really think the government let her live her life in peace?
That's what happened, actually. The government came in and snuffed this out, too.
They started governmenting.
Yeah. They were like, there are no missing girls and or invisible spaceships in this forest. There's just strange trees.
Just weird trees. We don't get it. You don't get it. No one gets it. Yeah. People don't come in and hear whispering and see figures darting around.
Yeah, that doesn't happen here. Bring your bike. Bring your kids. Come have a great time.
Have a picnic. Okay. Just leash your children when you do come.
Love them, leash them. Isn't that the rule?
I think it's keep them alive, leash them.
Oh, okay.
Don't lose your mind. Leash them.
That one. That's the one. Live, love, leash them.
We need that on. Hey, TMTM. We need that on all of our merch.
Other people who believe in the woo-woo a little bit, they have a perfect explanation for what happened here that day.
I want to hear it.
Portals.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
People claim that there are multiple places in the Hayabashi Forest that are gateways to other dimensions. The clearing, obviously, being the most well-known. People claim that visiting the portals...
The portal.
The portal.
Add it to the coin.
Added to that list. People claim that visiting the portals, they see and photograph. They're able to capture orbs of light, unexplained mists, strange shapes that seem like a door of some sort. They claim that they get headaches while they're visiting the portal. People get nauseous and they become disoriented. People that claim to have actually, for whatever reason, gone into and crossed through these portals say that they experience like a completely different world or even another reality. Some people claim that they were in a completely different timeline. Others describe seeing landscapes or people or figures that sound like they're out of a science fiction movie. When they pass back through this portal, it feels like only moments or no time at all has passed while they've been gone. And when they look at a watch or a clock, they notice that it's actually been hours they've been in this other dimension.
Nope.
If you plan on visiting this forest, it is highly recommended that somebody knows where you're going and when you'll be back. Bring along a first aid kit, a flashlight, and a charged cell phone. I'm going to add in, maybe think about also a portable charger. Just a thought, since stuff seems to, you know, drain batteries there.
Yeah, but wouldn't they drain the portable charger battery too? Wouldn't that just be like a charging station for the ghost?
Maybe.
Maybe they'll go to the charging station instead of your phone.
Oh, that's a thought. Oh, just what if you get like a solar charge? Oh, no, son. Sorry, never mind.
I was going to say, just put a sign and be like, here's the ghost charging station. It's on the backpack, not in my pocket.
Like the Halloween candy bowls that are like, just take one, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so bring three chargers and that's what you have to say. Please take one.
Yeah. You might need to bring more than three.
Six.
B.
Bring a bowl of portable chargers.
Just, you know what? Just like, bring a wagon of portable chargers.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That'll do.
Okay, done. We figured it out.
They also say to travel with a group of friends or with a tour guide and always, always, always stay on the trail.
Don't. I'm not going off trail. Are you insane?
Yeah. Well, they actually said don't go off the trail in search of paranormal things. I feel like if you're ever in the woods, don't go off the trail. That what? Have you ever seen any horror movie ever?
No.
Don't leave the trail.
You don't. First of all, if you have a bad feeling, leave. Just figure something out. Mm-hmm. If you continue to have a bad feeling, maybe you shouldn't like reevaluate your life choices.
Yes. Yeah. That's what bad feelings are there for.
Literally.
Yes. Listen to your intuition and don't go off the trail. Wait, what if your intuition tells you to leave the trail?
Don't trust your intuition because something is manipulating you.
Okay.
You know what? Just trust our intuition. Yeah, I was going to say don't go in the forest.
Yeah, stay on your couch.
Only go to Target when needed.
Oh, yeah. No, go to Target anytime ever.
Because stay home. Go to Target when needed. Do Sam's Club pickup orders.
Oh, yeah.
Order from Amazon.
That's the one. Now, you said earlier who would go to this forest? Ghost Adventure. They went to.
Clearly.
They went to Transylvania in an episode I watched on YouTube TV. And now it seemed like they originally went to Transylvania to investigate Vlad the Impaler's castle or Dracula's castle. And while they were in Romania,
we need something to do before we go to the castle.
It felt like they went to Romania as like a vacation that they all always wanted to go on, and this was a way to get it paid.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, because they went to the place where Vlad was said to have been born, and like it's a restaurant? ? You can eat there, which is strange.
I don't feel like I want to eat there.
It's pretty good. I would. So yeah, they go to this restaurant. I don't know if they ate there, but they did go upstairs into like the room he was supposedly born in. and there's some guy lying in a coffin and he won't talk to them. It was, I don't know. But yeah, so they are like exploring this little town that he was, that Vlad the Impaler was supposedly born in. And suddenly Zach comes up and one of the translators that they had was telling him about the Hayabashi Forest. And Zach was like, well, we gotta go. So they end up splitting up. Zach and Billy. So this is one of the like later episodes.
It was like season 12. If Billy's there, I'm pretty sure it's the more recent one.
Yeah. Zach, Billy, and one of the translators stay there. And the rest of the the other two guys and the translator, they go on to Vlad's castle and they split up and they're doing their each doing their own investigation. So Zach and Billy and their interpreter, they are approaching the forest, and as they're driving up to it, they come across some locals walking away from it. So they pull over and they're like, hey, can we talk to you? And the kids are like, yeah, sure. And he asked them about the forest. And one of them told Zach and the crew that the forest contains plasmatic manifestation, and these manifestations can only be caught on certain cameras. He also said that people believe these spirits contain diseases, and that if you let them into your aura, you will catch the diseases from them. But some of the spirits are positive. I wouldn't want to take any chances there. I have enough medical issues. Like, James says I'm collecting issues like Pokemon. I'm not taking chances.
Your bingo card is full.
Bingo.
What's the blackout version?
I think it's blackout.
Bingo blackout, done.
Yeah, BB right here. Bingo blackout, BBO.
Biggest bingo blackout ever.
Yeah, I'm good. So let's see. They continue to the forest, and they also end up speaking to these people that lived in what looks like there's a dirt road. The forest is on one side and it looks like an apartment complex on the other side, just like directly across from the forest. And so they ask them like, hey, can we talk to you? And the people are like, yeah, sure. Okay. And they do. And they speak to a man who said that one night he was making a fire at about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, when this red light appeared over him. And he is terrified, will not go anywhere near this forest anymore. His wife, they also speak to her separately. And this poor woman, like, they get her on video, like, on the edge of the forest.
She's like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah. She and Zach did get between her and the forest, and I do wonder if it's because she's like, I don't want to. But
was it that or was it theatrics though?
It could go either way, I think. So she tells them that she was walking in the forest one day when she just, you know, ended up at the circle, and she got so anxious that she could not bring herself to get any closer to it.
I mean, I am anxious just thinking about this whole forest. I don't want to even go near the forest.
I'll just look at pictures. That's fine. So that night, Zach and Billy, they go back to the forest. Their translator did not go. He was like, y'all can figure it out from here. He's not going.
Have fun, bitches.
Yeah. I'll catch y'all tomorrow.
Bye. So,
now, honestly, Zach does it the right way, because they rent an ATV and they're not walking through this forest. 250 hectares? No.
On that one.
Yes. And it's like a nice ATV, too. So they rent an ATV and they go straight to the circle. Like, they drop a pin in it and they use their phones to GPS it.
They were going so fast, the spirits couldn't get the charge from the phone.
Or the ATV. Now, they were determined to see something that the locals were telling them they could find there. And the locals told them they could find spirits, elementals, UFOs, nocturnal lights. So they spoke to a professor about these lights, and this professor said that they had not been able to find a scientific explanation for these lights. He said that people accredit them to either spirits or UFOs. They get to the circle, and they describe the feeling these pulses of energy. And when you, they said that when you feel it, you do get really anxious. But otherwise, when it goes away, you're fine. And then all of a sudden, Zach claims to witness the most terrifying event that has happened to him of any investigation. He leaves this circle. He's clinging to poor Billy's arm. And he's like gasping for air. You can hear him. And so Billy keeps telling him like, hey, you got to talk to me. He's doing the Zach thing, you know, like, hey, you got to talk to me. What's going on? You got to talk to me. And Zach said that he was walking and all of a sudden the back of his head got really tingly and cold. And his Mel meter starts going off. And as the meter's going off, you can hear like a strange sound going at the same time that the meter goes off. And Zach wants to leave. He's got to get out of there. And he said he felt safe in their circle, but as soon as he left it, he felt vulnerable. So at this point, they try to use the thermal imaging camera, and it just glitches out, and they can't use it at all. So they set up a couple more cameras, and they end up taking their ATV and going even deeper into the forest. And as they go deeper, they catch this light, and they catch it on camera. They are able to get it, and it is bright, and it's red. And they catch it, like, through the trees. And this is actually a two-part episode. I have not watched the second part yet. I'm sorry, guys. But this is really good. It's a really spooky episode. One, because it's Dracula's castle. Duh. And it's the Hayabashi Forest. So, definitely go watch it. It is season 12, episode 1 and 2. And I feel like, I don't know. I know sometimes Zach acts weird in these episodes, but, you know, Zach's kind of like in your face, come at me ghost. In this episode,
so he dramatic.
Yes. Very dramatic. I don't know. In this one, he just seems scared. And there wasn't a clown in sight.
Unless they brought a clown with to be like, act scared for once, bitch. And behind the cameraman had a clown on his shoulder the entire time.
Like, Billy took his camera and put a little clown on the end of it.
Yeah, so no one could see it, but it was there. You know, he probably deserved it. He does provoke a lot of spirit.
I'm trying to think. I don't even think I saw him provoking in this episode.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Maybe I need to watch that second episode tonight.
Probably. That's probably a good idea so that you can tell us next week. No, he provoked the shit out of something. When he felt better.
I take it back.
Undo what I said.
that's the Hayabashi Forest.
Wow. I don't like it.
Uh-uh.
I know you guys can't hear me very well. I'm sorry. I'll be back to normal audio in a second. I'm changing a butt.
The trees are so weird.
They're
and
really,
the mist
like,
is creepy.
The mist makes it super creepy. Mm-hmm. But like when you're looking at like the sunny day picture, it looks very pretty. It looks like it could be a very calming walk.
Yes. Oh, the one from above?
No, the one, I don't know if it's necessarily sunny, but it's like looks more green.
Oh, I see. The one with the round trees.
Aren't they all round? It's the fifth picture.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess when I say round curved trees, it's just, you got to look at it, guys. Like, they grow up from the ground. They have a branch growing, like, one of them has a branch growing out. Other ones, it's just the trunk is just makes a C. I don't know. It's wild.
Yeah, these ones all look like they're They were born at the same time. They were seated at the same time.
The picture from above, the picture of the circle from above is really pretty because the, I don't know what time of year this was taken in, but there's green trees. There's,
I'd assume the fall.
Yellow. I would assume the fall as well. Because there's green, yellow, a little bit of orange in there. Just, it's so pretty.
Okay, the very first picture, is that the circle just in the winter?
Yes. Which is terrifying.
Well, I'm looking at it, and it looks like people are driving on there in and out all the time.
Mm-hmm. Which maybe that, maybe they are. Like, if someone let Zach take an ATV in there.
It just seems like a lot.
And there are bike trails and stuff, so. I don't know if people are taking vehicles in there, but
apparently
some sort of vehicle,
something that is powered by not your human power.
They're not Flintstone in it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean they might be, I don't know. But I, like I said, this is really, really pretty. I do think I've heard it, I've heard the story. But obviously, I didn't remember it well enough to even know what the forest was called. It just sucks that all these pretty places are haunted.
I know.
You know, that's what it is. Pretty places are haunted.
That's how they stick around, because nobody wants to mess anything up in there.
Well, yeah.
I guess except for the kids in your story.
Yeah, but they didn't really go to a haunted place. They just kind of broke into places and drew marker on them, everyone.
If anyone snorts me after I'm dead, I'm telling you right now, I will never leave you alone.
That you're being haunted by, being, I am now part of this.
Mm-hmm. We are one.
Literally.
Yes.
Leo, you hear that? Nobody is to snort anyone in this family or else they're getting haunted. And then the other part is, it's like, you threw me in the lake. Did I even like that lake?
That's the part I don't understand. Like, if you steal my deceased loved ones, if I wake up one morning and they're just on my porch, I'm not even going to call the cops. I'm just going to be happy to have them back.
Well, my
like,
whole
I
thing-
might call them and be like, hey, they returned it. You know, I want to drop that case or whatever. But like, if they're like, oh, do you want us to get fingerprints? No, I want you to just leave it alone. Like, I got the important part back.
I also am like, in order for them to have fingerprints and know it's you, you've had to have been arrested before.
See, that didn't even occur to me. Yeah.
I don't know if they've been arrested before, let's be honest.
I maybe just they had.
They could have, I don't know. But I'm like, really? Just like, I don't know, bury them in the backyard and send a map 2 years later. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
Leave them in an Amazon locker and mail the key.
Or, you know what? Wipe your fingerprints off of it. You know what? Stand out in public and just have people touch it.
Mail it to them.
Something.
Yeah. Like you said, wipe your fingerprints off and mail it to them.
If you're really concerned, you know what? Go out in public and be like, I'll pay you a dollar to touch this. To like 7 different strangers.
I don't even feel like you have to do that. Like, I feel like all you have to do is be like, hey, look at this. And someone would grab it and be like, why are you giving me a person?
And they'd be like, because I stole them. Put it in this bag.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Give it to a clergy. Be like, hey, I took this from this house and God told me to give it back. But I'm scared. Can you do it?
You know what? You could also have one of your friends go return it. And they could be like, I don't know. Or have your friends, uncle, sisters, aunt return it.
That sounds... I don't think I have that many friends. I know I don't have.
No, you have one friend. Your friend has the friends.
That sounds like a lot of work. That's a lot of people I have to talk to.
That's when you
then I have to meet all of those people.
No, you don't. You just be like, hey, Susan, can you please go give this to someone to go return to this address? And then if they don't want to do it.
What? No. I don't even know you. I've met
you
twice.
$5.
I met you twice and you snorted my husband. No.
Oh, well, this is supposed to go back to your house. Sorry, not sorry, but here you go. I found, or you know what? They could be like, look, we found this. Here, Like, there's so many different ways. They could have been like, oh, we just found this. Mm-hmm. We were on a walk, and it looked like someone threw them down this embankment.
Or, here's an idea. My friend said that he stole this from your house.
Or, don't steal shit.
There you go. Problems. All the problems solved.
Okay, guys. Let's just put it this way. I don't think... you know, I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty certain most households do not have jars of cocaine hanging around.
Yeah. I'm going to tell my kids that. If you ever find a jar of cocaine,
it's a not. Person. It's probably Franklin.
Yeah. Probably your grandma. So put it back.
Don't touch it, okay? It's not a jar that belongs to you. But, like, I don't understand. I don't understand that, and I don't understand how people go into a forest at night.
Mm-mm. Wanting to be haunted. Do you want a spirit or an elemental? Because that's how you get it, a spirit and an elemental.
Do you want to have a medical bingo card like Amanda?
No, you don't. I can tell you right now, it's very expensive.
I don't think anyone wants it. Thank you all for listening to Hell on Heels Podcast. To see pictures from this episode, you can follow us on Instagram, Hell on Heels Podcast, X Hell on Heels Pod, or Facebook by searching Hell on Heels Podcast. You can find us on Linktree by typing in Hell on Heels Podcast. If you want to support us, please like, review, rate, share, and subscribe on your preferred listening platforms. If you want to take your support one step further so we can create additional content for you, you can donate through Patreon, where we're working through these specials for our patrons. If you have your own true crime or paranormal story, suggestions, or words of encouragement, please email us at hellonheelspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to tell your friends to listen with you as well. Bye.
Bye.